Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. We are on Daf Samach Amud Beis, about 10 lines down, 10 lines down, on 10 lines up, where it says Kisalik Ravin. Kisalik Ravin, so how did we end off yesterday? We ended off yesterday that Abaye said that you cannot eat Meiser Bisman Azeh, right? You don't have a Mizbeach, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Kisalik Ravin, Amal Shmait, the commander of Yirmiya. When Ravin came to Eretz Yisrael, he said over Abaye's Vart, Rashi says in the second to last skinny line, what Shmaitza? What did he say over? He said over the Shmaitza. What did he say over? Had Amar Abaye. What Abaye said to Amar, Kachim Kalim, Nifsalin, the Pegimas HaMizbeach, Kachim Kalim, our apostle from the Pegimas HaMizbeach, Umayis La Midrasha Derb Yossi. And he learned it out of a drasha from Biosi, from what? From Bechor. Right? That was a fancy drasha there. That if you brought the Bechor that morning of Tisha B'Av and it got destroyed, so just like that Bechor can't be eaten, no Kachet Kalim can be eaten. That was a very, very, like, you know, circuitous drasha to get that Vart. That Kachet Kalim, you can't eat Kachet Kalim if you don't have the full Mizbeach. Right? So, Amr, he said, this is Rabbi Yirmiyah talking, Bavloi Tipshoi, those foolish Babylonians, meaning Abaya, Amtal Diasve Bara Chashucha. They live in a dark land, Amr Yishmaitza Demachashucha. So they say dark things. They live in a dark land, they say dark things. Yeah. The Abaya had a whole vort about the Bechor and the day of Tisha B'Av just to teach you other Kachet Kalim. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, what a funny thing to say. He lives in a funny place, he says funny things. Doesn't say funny, he says dark. He lives in a dark place, he says dark things. Why? Lo Shmila Hadatanya, didn't he learn out of Beferish HaBraisa? Such a simple thing. It says, Beshath Siluk Masos. At the time when they would take apart the camp to travel, right? So they took apart the camp. So now everybody's tent had to be folded up, and what about the Mishkan?
Also.
What about the Mizbeach?
Also.
So what if you had a guy who's a Mitzorah, and he's not allowed to be in the Machne? Chutz L'Machne. Now, so he's waiting, and they folded the Mishkan, and they moved the Mishkan away. Can he go now stand where the Mishkan was 20 minutes ago? Can you do that?
Probably not.
What? No more Kedusha, right? What used to be here, but now it's over there, because they're traveling already, right? You're slow. They're traveling already. So can you go there now? So, it says like this, B'shah Silik Masos, at the time of Silik Masos, when they would travel, Kachim Nifsalin. Kachim would become puzzle. How would Kachim become puzzle? Says Rashi, it's a key Rashi. It's on the third wide line. Kachim Nifsalin, Basar Kachim Kachim. Basar Kachet Kachet, which could only be eaten in the Azara, would become puzzle, right? Kasalka Daitach, you think, you know why it becomes puzzle? Because the Mizbeach is gone. So what? So the Mizbeach is gone, right? Midiktani, Zavin, Umitzaroin, Mishtalchin, Chutz. We're going to say in the next line of the Gemara, that Zavin, Mitzaroin, Mishtalchin, Chutz, L'mechitza. That they had to still wait, and still, they couldn't come yet. At some point they could. Zav or Mitzorah can go today, can go anywhere in the Midbar they want, in the Midbar Sinai, and stand in the exact spot. That's all good. Right? So Rashi says, Midiktani, since the Gemara is going to say in a minute, Zavin, Umitzorayin, Mishtalchin, Zavin and Mitzorayin still couldn't enter the camp. Shein Mitzorah, Nichnat, L'digle HaShvatim, a Mitzorah could not enter the camp of the Shvatim, Velo, Zav, Lamachna Levia, Nosei Aron, and Azav couldn't enter Machna Levia, which is where the Aron was. Kidamina Lakaman, Afal, the Aron was the Machna Shechina, meaning when they traveled. Afal P, even the Kidamina Lakaman, we're going to say tomorrow, Afal P, today, Afal P, even though Shinosa, even though it traveled, Olo Moed, who? It still had the status, the halachic status of an Olo Moed. So if they're traveling, and someone says, you know, I'm a Mitzorah my whole life, I never get to see the Mizbeach, let me come take a look. I'll come close. Not allowed to. I were traveling. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis today, you're still considered Ol Moed. Right? Still considered Ol Moed. Alma, what do you see? Nifsalin, the Ka'amar, the fact that country became possible, Lav Meshum de Afsuli Biyotehu, it had nothing to do with Yotze. The Ha'ol Moed Chashavle, it's still called an Ol Moed. So what's the reason why the Brisa says when they would travel, the food became tame because of yotze kachim the sullen kachim becomes puzzle. Why?
I don't understand what he's saying at all.
Let's say
I know what he's saying, but if you think about it, it's not the case.
So 1 second, it's Tuesday afternoon. A guy has got kachim he wants to eat. Right away they blow the chauffeur. Time to move, pack out. So, miraculously, they're done in 15 minutes, ready to move. It's still Tuesday afternoon. Can I eat my kachim now? No. Why not?
There's nothing there.
Why can't... But 1 second. But a Metzorah and a Zav Kilstan still can't walk near the Mizbeach and near the Beit HaMikdash, near the Mishnah, while it's traveling. Why not? Because even though the Omo is traveling, it's still called an Omo. Stay away, you Zav. Stay away, you Metzorah. So why can't I eat my kachim while I'm walking with them? Why not? Why not?
Again, I don't see what is the problem. What is the problem? It's having? It's broken down.
Right, it's broken down.
So there is no mizbeach. So you're saying within the confines of where the wagons and people...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, so then he's inside.
So what do you see? The Ol Moed never left. The Ol Moed never goes away. It's always an Ol Moed, even though you're traveling. The Ol Moed doesn't go away. Therefore, you can't even catch him. Therefore, Matoras and Zavs can't come near here. Stay away. So why can't you catch them? They don't go hand in hand. Why can't you catch them? If the Mitzvahs and the Zav have to stay away, why can't you catch them? Fair question?
Somewhat.
The answer is... why not? Because Kachim is tied to the Mizbeach, and there's no Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach is now traveling.
So what are they tied to?
Well, they're tied... What, who? The Zav and the Mitzvah? They're tied to what's called Ol Moed, this concept.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. So therefore, says of Yirmiyah, what did Abayas make a whole fancy... The Beferish of Brisa says this. The Brisa says, once you're traveling, you have to stop eating kachim. Why? The Mitzorah and the Zav can't come by. The Mitzorah and the Zav have to stay away. I was traveling. So what? So why can't you eat my kachim? It must be because his name is Beach.
So how does he know that? How did he know that the Zav and Mitzorah have to stay away?
Oh, so we're going to get to that.
But if they're traveling, it's not considered a
machnet. It's not considered a machnet, but a little bit it is. A little bit it is. I'm only reading you. It says over here. A little bit it is.
I don't see why they have to stay outside.
Vitanya idach, and it says in another brisa, b'shnei mekomos, in two places, kachim nechalim, kachim can be eaten. Can be eaten in two places. I only know if it can be eaten in one place, which is the bishkan, the grounds, the azara. My lav, what does it mean, kachim, kachim? My lav, what does it mean? What? Now, what does two places mean? What does the two places mean? One place is the Mishkan, and one place is wherever we travel. Two places. That's what does two places mean?
That's what he said before.
The first Brisa said you cannot eat kachim. Kachim nifsalin.
Right.
Second Brisa said two places. Can you eat kachim when you're in the Zara? You can eat kachim when you're traveling. It's all good.
But we said once in Mizbech is nifkan, you can take it.
So the second Brisa argues on the first Brisa. Second Brisa argues on the first Brisa. The first Brisa said you can't.
Right.
Right? Why can't you? Has to be because of the Mizbeach. No other reason. It can't be because of traveling, because the Mitzvah and the Mitzvah can't come there. So it must be because of the Mizbeach. But the second Brisa said, you can eat it in two places. What two places? The Mishkan, and then one traveling also. How do you reconcile those two Brisas?
Yeah.
You could say that they're arguing. But the Gemara says they're not arguing. My love, what's going on here? Ha, kachim, kachim. The first Brisa is talking about kachim, kachim. Ha, kachay kalim. The second Brisa is talking about kachay kalim. It doesn't become puzzle. Kachay kalim doesn't become puzzle when you're moving. Kachay kachim does. Not kachay kalim, right? Not like Abaya, who said kachay kalim require a mizbeach. Says the second Bryce, no, not true.
And then it answers my third question.
What? Exactly. Exactly. Right?
So the Torah was outside of the camp.
Right. And even when they traveled, he had to stay far away.
How did he get anything to eat if he wasn't able to?
The monk fell by him too?
Did?
Yeah, why not? Still a human being, still a Jew. So he spoke Lashon Hara. So he'll get to learn his lesson. He won't do it again. In the meantime, he's still had to eat. So you hear what the Gemara answers? You hear what the Gemara just answered? That the second Brisa argues on Abaya. Right? Abaya holds the first Brisa. Okay. Hakachikachim, hakachikalim. So that's one answer. Amar Ravina, no. Idi v'idi b'kachikalim. Both Brisa are talking about kachikalim. How do you reconcile them? Right. The first Brisa said no. Second Brisa said yes. Hav, idi v'idi b'kachikalim. V'lo kasha. It's still not a kasha. Ha. The first Brisa is Rabbi Shmuel. Ha. Rabbanon. The first Brisa is Rabbi Shmuel that said what? That he made a hekish of Bechor to Basar and Dum, and therefore what? That therefore what? Kachikalim can't be eaten when the Mizbeach is not Shalem, because it was connected to the Dam, and the Dam had to be there when it's Shalem, so the eating also. Therefore, Bishas moving, no Kachikalim even, no Kachikalim even. Vaha, and the second Brisa was the Rabbanon, who didn't learn that hekish. The Chachamim, that there's no hekish from Bechor, from Basar to Dam, said it was one hekish, therefore there's no Bechor that Kachikalim couldn't be eaten without a Mizbeach. Right. Therefore, when the Mizbeach is traveling, they can eat it.
Good.
Right, very good. Now, what would be the difference between Kachikachim and Kachikalim? Why is there a difference? Second Bryce says, Kachikachim for sure not, while you're traveling. Kachikalim, yeah.
What? Very simple, it's different places. You can
eat in
the Mizbeach and the base of also.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Kachikalim, you have more places to eat it.
Exactly.
So why should we... But what if,
further
but,
out.
Right, further out. So you have to get some answer like that. That's why there's a difference between Kachikachim and Kachikalim. Even though we're traveling. Right? Even though we're traveling.
We went 2 days ago.
Yeah.
The Mizbeach is damaged.
Right.
Which is the same thing as if it's taken apart.
Correct.
So it's damaged. And Kachikalim was allowed to be.
Exactly. 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 I'm just saying. So make a difference between Kachikachim and Kachikalim. Kachikachim not. Kachikalim is a machlokas.
Right.
Right? Okay. That's the first answer. That's really the second. Really, it's two answers. How do you reconcile the first price and the second price? First answer was, there's a distinction between Kachikachim and Kachikalim. Second answer was, no. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Banan about the hekesh of Bechor, which is Kachikalim, and therefore, there's a machlokas about whether or not Kachikalim is included in the list. V'bayisema, I give you another answer. Ha-va-ha, b'kachikachim. That's both Kachikachim. Umay, b'shnei makomos. What's two makomos? What's two places? The answer is, Kodem Sheyamdu. I'm sorry. The first Brisa that said no kachim at all was Kodem Sheyamdu Levim Es HaMishkan. Before the Levim took down the Mishkan.
Put up. Kodem Sheyamdu.
What?
Kodem Sheyamdu would be put up.
Fine. Put up. Ula'achar Shepirku HaLevim Es HaMishkan. And the second Brisa, and the second place, to Mekomos, second place. First place was when they're putting up the Mishkan. Second place was when they're taking down the Mishkan. Okay? Nahu Detema, I would have thought, if Saleh Biyotze, that it's a Yotze problem, because no Mizbeach over here, Kamash Milan, it's not a problem. Now, what does that mean? So it's a gigantic Rashi here. We'll start it maybe. Time. We'll start it maybe. The second line on top of Rashi. No, second line. Shnei Mekomos. You want to do the Ibai Sema? Bryce and Ami, b'kachikachim. Both Bryce are talking about kachikachim. That's easy Rashi. Second Rashi says, Shnei Mekomos. Lav la'acha shenasu, dinastali kamas be'ach kamar. We're not talking about after they started traveling. We're not talking about that. What are we talking about? Ella, chad minayhu, one Bryce is, ki de'itzia ba'od ha'mishkan notoi kimishbato. The Mishkan is set up. V'chad la'acha shepirku krashim v'kalei achatzer v'adayam mizbeach b'mkomo. You took apart the Mishkan, but the mizbeach is still there. Why? Because you took away all the krashim and all the curtains before you took away the mizbeach. So I took away all the curtains. I took away all the mizbeach. Can I eat kachikachim now?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not 100%.
Says the Gemara, yes you can.
But it's
I know, but all you need is a Mizbeach, and you have it. The Mizbeach is still sitting there. Why? You didn't get to the Mizbeach yet. And Rashi really goes through a whole, he tells you the whole procedure, how there were four degalim, and after each degel, the Levi, not after each one, because there's only three families of Levium, after one degel, the Levium who went next would start going and just take whatever the job was to carry. So the first one was to crush them. So they would take away part all the crushing, all the curtains, and start moving. And the Mizbeach is still sitting there. They're already a mile away. The Mizbeach is still there. Why is it still there? Because the second degel hasn't moved yet, and the Levium carrying that haven't gone yet. Now I want to eat my kachim now. Can I eat my kachim now? The Mishkan's long gone already. And 2 hours ago they left. Can I eat my Mishkan, my kachim? Yes. That's Shnei Makomos. One Makom is when it's normal, and one Makom is like this. When it's completely traveling, 3 days later, a month later we're traveling, well, a month can't be a month, a day later we're traveling, I still have my kachim to eat? No, I don't know what he says about that. I don't know what he says about that.
He said he can't eat it.
What?
He said he can't.
No. This answer is, how do you reconcile the first brisa, which said no, and the second brisa, which said no, and two makomos you can? What are the two makomos? Two makomos are when the Mishkan is gone, but the Mizbeach is still sitting here. That's the second makom.
Basically, it's partially dismantled.
Exactly. It's partially dismantled. Exactly. So there's no more curtains here. So what am I doing? Well, the Mizbeach is still here. So you can still eat it. Okay?
Kind of interesting. Quasi-status.
Yes, it's very interesting. It's very probably very unusual. It's such a far-fetched... Right, what's going to be, right? It's such a far-fetched question. Right? Keep a reading for a few more minutes. In the first skinny line of Rashi. V'kodem shi'amdu levi'im es ha-mishkan. Before the levi'im would put the mishkan up, did not got hacha, lav dafka nachad. It's lav dafka. Chada, first of all, the lo mishkachla, you don't have such a thing. Rashi throws extra words over here. The lo mishkachas la, she'am izbeach mon, mizbeach munach, kodem ha-modas ha-mishkan. You didn't have it the other way. They first put up the mishkan, then the mizbeach, not the other way around. So when they're putting it together, you can't have such a thing. The mizbeach is here, and the curtains are not here. No such thing. Why? Because they put up the other way. They put up the mishkan, then they brought in the kelim. So you can't have it like that way. Right? Lo mishkachas lo, no such thing. Sharei kodim sheyitnu b'nei kahas nosei ha-mizbechos, because before the b'nei kahas, who are carrying the mizbeach, put the mizbeach into the mishkan, hayu chonin b'nei gershon u'merari nosei ha-mishkan u'magdimin oso. The b'nei gershon, the name of Rari, who put everything else up, they came first. They came first.
How do we know it's partially dismantled in teams?
Huh?
How do we know it's partially dismantled?
Because it was done by the family of Levium. Three families. Gershon, Kahasim, Merari. And when they would travel, they would take the Mishkan down first. Gershon and Merari would leave after the first Degel. And the B'nai Kahas would leave after the next two. So it was four Degelim, right? One Degel left, two families of Levium left and took whatever they're supposed to take. Then they waited there. Never realized this. And they waited there for two more degalim to leave till Kahas took apart the rest of the mizbeach, the rest of the mishkan, including the kelim. That's a funny thing. Kadeshia kodmin b'nei gershon b'nei chinyasan u'mamidasan as the mishkan l'fnei ba b'nei kahas. They did it. Rashi says they did it this way. So whenever they stopped,
you didn't have time to put it up.
They'll have time to put it up before the mizbeach and the rest of the kelim get there. Kedechsev achar masa degal b'nei Yehuda v'hu rat ha-mishkan. After the Degel Ben Yehuda left, the Mishkan was taken down. Achar shnei degalim, ksiv, and then after the next two degalim, it says, v'nasu ha-kahasim, nosei mishkan. Then the kahas went. They carried the hainu, aron, mizbechos, klesharis, right? So therefore, that way, you could still have the mizbeach sitting there, but there's no Mishkan here. Can I eat my karbanos still? Says the Gemara, shnei makomos. Yes, you can. There's no more Mishkan here. Doesn't make a difference. The mizbeach's here. The Hekimu b'nei Gershon is a Mishkan ad bom shal b'nei Kahas. Fine. Okay, I think we read enough. Okay? Okay. Now, maybe it's true. Why shouldn't it be that when the Mishkan left, there's no more Kachim? Why? There's no more Mishkan. Why not? Ve'ma hachanami, that should be. Amar Kra, the Torah says, V'nasa ol moed. Afal pi shenasa ol moed hu. Even though it moved, it still has a status. That's what we said before. That's what Rashi said before. It still has a status of an ol moed. So therefore, it's not a problem. I'm not traveling. I'm here where the Mizbeach is. Happens to be there's no more Mishkan. They took it away already, you know? So it's still called an ol moed. It's down the road. It doesn't make a difference. I'm here, and I'm with the Mizbeach, and I can still eat my kachim. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Mizbeach shel Shiloh. The Mizbeach of Shiloh. What's Shiloh? So, what?
To define the rest of Shiloh.
So, yes. So here's how it worked. The Mishkan was in Gilgal. After Yoshua ben Nun came into Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan was in Gilgal for 14 years. Then it was in Shiloh for 369 years. Then it was taken by the Plishtim. It's unclear how long the Aron was by the Plishtim. It's unclear. A few months or a few years, unclear. Then it was in Nov, and then it was in Givon. And then from there it went to Yerushalayim. Okay? So it's really five stops. You don't want to count the Plishtim, it's four stops. Okay? Now, the 14 years of Gilgal, the years of Nov and Givon, which I think is like 50-something, those three times in history, you're allowed to have bamos. The 369 years in Shiloh, no bamos. So the whole bamos was, I think, 57 plus 14. It's the whole history of bamos was for 70 years. The whole history of bamos. We have paid, you know, daf and daf. The whole thing was for 70 years. Okay. So now the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. The Mishkan was in Shiloh for a very long time, 369 years, a long time, 369. Many years, right? The United States of America is not even that old. Think about that for a minute. 369 years, a long time. The whole time it was there, Shalavanam Haya, it was stone. Now the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was not made out of stone. Made out of copper. Right? The Torah says, Mizbeach Avonim Taseli. Make me a Mizbeach of Avonim for the Beis HaMikdash. They made it already in Shiloh. Okay? Where am I? Amar Huna Amar Rav Mizbeach Shel Shiloh Shel Avonim Haya. It was made out of stone. Titania, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Matamad Lomer, Avonim, 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 Shalosh Pa'amim. It says Avonim three times. Where does it say three times? Number one, V'im Mizbeach Avonim Taseli. You're going to make me the V'im doesn't mean if. It means when. Right? That's number one. Number two, it's in Devarim. V'haya ba'avrachem es ha'yardin. You're going to cross over the Yardin. U'banis ha'sham mizbeach l'shem alokecha mizbeach avonim. And you're going to make me a mizbeach avonim. Says it again. And the third time, avonim shlemos tivnez mizbeach l'shem alokecha. Avonim shlemos. Three times it says it. What, three times? Cha echad shel Shiloh. One to allude to Shiloh. Echad shel Nov v'givon. One to allude to Nov and Givon, the Echad, Ubeis Olamim, and number three is Beis Olamim, right? Rashi says in the first skinny line, Nov and Givon, Chad Chashavlu. That's counted as one stop. Good and good. The Bishneim Bama Einon Kedoshim, because both of them Obama was Mutar. That's considered one stop. Say so three stops, three different times to allude. Yemiz Beachavonim. Masif Rav Acha Bar Ami, Eish Shiar Deben Hashemayim, Bime Moshe, when the fire went down from heaven, from Moshe, in Moshe Ben's times, Lo Nistalka Be'al Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Eli Bime Shlomo. It never left the Mizbeach HaNechoshes until Shlomo. Okay? Right?
Even though it was stone, it was still portable?
What?
Was it still portable even though it was stone?
No, not really.
These are not portable stops.
No, they're not portable stops. 369 years it was there.
I'm saying, but when they did move it.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think it was destroyed. I think he's right. So anyway, when a fire came down from heaven, and the fire was always there, the whole 40 years, till it was even there, till you make Shlomo. Rashi says, Shebashas Hamasos, when they would travel in the Midbar, how do you travel when the Mizbeach that's on fire?
Yeah.
So Rashi says, Kofin alav Pesachtar, they would cover it with some kind of something, Umanichin Osabim Koma. And to leave the fire, and that was an ace.
It was an ace,
right? Ace, the ace, shiard to be made Shlomo. A new ace came down by Shlomo's times. Right? Lo nistalka achibo mod Menashe v'silka. It only went away when Menashe came on the scene. He was such a Russia that that fire went away, that nace went away. Okay? V'misa, one second. If it's true, if what's true? That in Shiloh already they had a different Mizbeach, so where did the fire come from? If in Shiloh they already had a different Mizbeach, from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Shlomo HaMelech, there was a fire on the Mizbeach. There was already a new Mizbeach by Shiloh. If the 14th, they got a new Mizbeach. So what's going on here? If it made Karhu the Mistalikla, the Mizbeach should have gone away much earlier. Right? So the Gemara answers, Hahu, the Amark of Nassim. No, the Tanya, Rav Nassim Omer, Mizbeach Shal Shiloh, Shal Nechos Ahayu, Cholul Umale Avonim. The Mizbeach of Shiloh, right, was made out of copper, and it was hollow, and it was filled up with Avonim. Right?
That's Moshe's.
That's Moshe's, exactly. So really, Yoni, it was like a combination of Moshe's, but they made it bigger. So therefore, the same fire was always there. Umar of Nachem by Yitzchak, Rav Nachem Yitzchak Omar, my low nostalgia. What does it mean? It never went away. A different answer. My low nostalgia. What does it mean? It never went away. Low nostalgia levatla. It never went away to be gone away. My he. What does that mean? So, Rabbanan Amri Sheviva Havei Mishadra. That means that they had this Mizbeach, they built this new Mizbeach, and lo and behold, next to the new Mizbeach, they put Moshe's old Mizbeach. So Rashi says, when they would light up the Mizbeach of the stone, this new Mizbeach, Hayuzikim Vulahavos Yotos Me'esh Shamayim, fire would come down from heaven, Shal Mizbeach HaNechosheh Shal Moshe Sha'afhu Munach Sham. So it was still there. And that's one answer. Rav Papa Amar, it was like a guest, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and sometimes the fire would be here, and sometimes the fire would be there. In other words, the fire never went out. Okay, very good. The snake never went out.
So they used both Mizbeaches?
I don't know if they used it, but it was there. I don't know, I wasn't there.
Well, if you're saying the fire goes on and goes off. So
no, this fire from heaven.
Right.
So it's a magic fire, right? It's a magic fire.
It went on the Choshes.
Right.
And then sometimes it went to the regular Mizbeach.
Oh, so it says over here in the footnote, that whichever Mizbeach had that fire on top of it, that's what they would use. Oh, the fire's in this one today. Oh, we'll use that one. Oh, the fire's in that one, we'll use that one.
Right.
Okay. Tanan Hasam. We learned over where, in Mesechtas Midos. Mesechtas Midos is a Mesechta all about the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Mishnayis Mesechta that we do in Dafyomi. We do the whole Midos in Dafyomi. Kisha'olu B'nei Hagola. When the Bnei Hagola came back to Second Beis Hamikdash, Hosifu Alav, they enlarged the Mizbeach, Dalad Amos Min Hadarom, V'Dalad Amos Min Amayriv, 4 Amos on the south, 4 Amos on the west, Kimin Gamma, like a gamma. Says Rashi, where am I? Gamma, Gimel Yevonis. It's a Greek Gimel. It's the third letter in Greek. Hasuya kimin kaf peshuta shalanu, which looks like our kaf peshuta, kideparishis daro umayrov. Like an L. That's what it is. It's an L shape.
It's not a chaf. It's an L.
It's an, what?
It's not a chaf.
It's an L shape? No. So it's a chaf,
no.
Just backwards.
No,
it's the final chaf.
Yeah, so it's the same thing.
A final chaf is an upside down L.
I'm sorry.
Right?
They don't have three sides.
No, final
chaf. Chaf is. Yes.
Right? So, which begs the question. So why did the Gemara say chaf?
We have this question a few weeks ago.
I know. But over here, he brings down, in the name of the Beis David, that Bemidos Kasav Shetiros Ha'osafa Ba'os Yevonis, the Gemara uses a Greek letter, Velo Ba'os Ashuris, not a Hebrew letter. Tell me what you think of this answer. Bichdei in order. Don't use Hebrew letters to make symbols. But as Rabbi Yosef said that.
Also.
What?
Give that answer, right?
Yeah, what do you think of that answer?
We do that with Yud and Vav and things like that.
I know. We do. So it's a funny thing that the Gemara uses a gamma. Yeah.
Has three sides.
Chuf. No, a final chuf. Final chuf. A final chuf. No. It's like, we don't count that little schmichik sticking out at the end.
Not counting is a different thing than saying it looks like an L.
It's an upside down L.
Upside down L, yeah.
Okay, my time up. What's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? Why'd they add on more space? Why'd they add on more, make the larger? Amar of Yosef, Bishem Shlo Tzipik. It wasn't enough. It wasn't big enough. It wasn't big enough. Says, how could that be big enough? There were more people at the first place. How could that right. be? Amar of Yosef, Amar Le'abaya, how could that be? Hashlo, Mikdash Rishon Tziv Bey, by the first place, Mikdash it says, Yehuda, V'Yisrael, Rab G'chal, Ashal, Sfas Hayam. Tzipik. It was so many Jews, Al Sfas Hayam. It's not like the sand in the sea. That was enough. Mikdash Sheni, by the second place, Mikdash Tziv Bey, Kol HaKahal, Ke'echard Arba Ribui. It was how much? 42,000.
660.
Low C-baked, that's not enough. Doesn't make sense. Right? Right? Sfasema says that even though it's only the number of Jews that went up, but still, there were more Jews in the world, in Chutz Laaretz. They didn't go back. They stayed in Bavel, wherever they lived. Right? So says the Sfasema, that could be true. But it wasn't Kachal Sasayam. Even if there were more Jews, otherwise the Torah would have said it. So still less people. So I need more bigger mizbeach. Doesn't make sense.
So you're saying that the Kachal Sasayam is not countable, and what we keep saying that the Jews are so many that they're not countable. That there was a bracha.
Yeah.
And now he's giving you a count. I brought a ruga.
That's how many came up. That's how many came up. So when you tell me you need a bigger, you need more. It's less people. No, Hasa, in the first place, I make the Eish Shal Shemayim Mitzyatan. The Eish of Heaven helped. Hashem comes down and helps to burn up the fire. It's good enough. Hacha, Ein Eish Shemayim Mitzyatan. Over here, the Eish doesn't help, and therefore we need help. Therefore, it has to be a bigger area. Okay? So Sasemes asks, but one second. In the base, but this base Hamikdash, the dimension of this Mizbeach are based on Yecheskel, which is going to be La'asid Lavo, also, and L'chora La'asid Lavo, what? You have we'll have the Hashem's full help, no?
Right.
Right? So he says, okay, fine, but right now Hashem's not helping. You're right, so it'll be bigger in the future, it'll be a little bit bigger than we need. You're right, Ein Echanami, 100%. So what? Okay, let's finish up. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar of Shem Ben Pazi, Shemar Kapara, Sheets in Hosifu. They also added the drains that when they pour the Nisach HaMayim and Ayayin, Yayin and Mayim on the Mizbeach, they added those drains. Meikara Savar, first they thought, Mizbeach Adama, Shir Atum Ba'adama. It should be stuffed up with Adama. L'sov Savar, Shtia Kachila. No, the pouring should be just like eating. Ma Mizbeach, Umayim Mizbeach Adama. What is Mizbeach Adama? Shir Mechub Ba'adama. It doesn't have to be attached to the ground. It doesn't have to be 100% block solid of Adama. Shlo Yivnu Alol Adav Kipin Falol Adav Mechilos. It couldn't have been built on domes, on arches, or on what's Mechilos, tunnels. Rather on the ground. That's all it means.
Cavities,
right. That's all it means. Okay? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Chodesh.
Yeah.